Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 30th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Here are our top stories this evening. A Christian staffs turn into weapons as members of the Johann Masowe Echishanu in Budiriro violently attack police officers and others on being told their church is being banned for alleged rights abuses.
When we arrived at the shrine, we tried to address the congregants. That's when they became violent and started to assault the police and also members of our group. And as I am speaking right now, the chairman of Harare Metropolitan Province by the name Lamech Tope has been severely injured. And as I am speaking right now, I'm at Harare Hospital where he is being attended.
Journalists belatedly mark World Press Freedom Day in Harare, demanding improved working conditions and better pay.
Well, naturally, the harassment was condemned also, including we felt that the fact that we were barred from marching initially was a very unacceptable form of harassment, a moral disgrace.
And analysts say President Robert Mugabe and his political rival, former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, are the only ones who can quell speculation surrounding their health.
Do you craft a nation around individuals to say, if Robert Mugabe dies today, there will be pandemonium in Zimbabwe? If Tsvangirai dies today, the MDC is gone. That is exactly the problem. We craft our nation around people rather than institutions.
Violence erupted early today at a Johann Masowe Echishanu shrine when church members attacked Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe leaders and anti-riot police officers who were trying to engage the church over alleged human rights abuses. The ACCZ also did not bear good news for the men of the cloth. They announced the church had been banned as a result of the alleged abuses. This did not go down well with the congregants, who quickly turned their work staffs into weapons. ACCZ Director of Information and Publicity Joseph Mapanga says 8 people, including 5 police officers, were injured and taken to Harare Central and Parirenyatwa hospitals, while some were attended to at Butiriro Clinic and discharged. The apostolic sect led by one Mazibaba Ishmael Mufani is accused of, among other things, denying children the right to go to school, or forcing girls into marriages, conducting virginity tests and forcing women to provide their husbands with virgin girls if they were married when they had lost their virginity. A police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, said she could not comment on the issue since she was in a meeting. But Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe's Joseph Paganga tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that the attack took them by surprise as they did not expect such behavior from Christians.
As Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe, we received severe and rampant reports since last year around June, where cases of over 400 children being denied access to education, young girls of 18 years and young being engaged in forced marriage, according to reports that were emanating to our offices, that is shrine being led by Mazibaba Ishmael Mufani, there's what they call Operation Recovery, whereby every male congregant who managed to get married to a woman who happened not to be a virgin was supposed to be given a girl. And also the congregants, they are not allowed to watch television, to possess telephones and any other technological gadget, much to the deprivation, and is claiming to be God himself, and he's saying they are now told to enter what he also termed the Canaan, and for one to enter Canaan, he must be appeased in terms of being given a virgin lab, and also there are cases of forced marriages.
Did you ever try to engage them before announcing that you were banning their church?
We tried to hold endless meetings with Mazibaba Ishmael and the church elders to make sure that we discuss and make the way forward so that such doctrinal activities are eradicated, but to no avail, until to the extent whereby we unanimously agree that such a church which is practicing such satanic acts must be banned. And we agreed to imagine the day which is today. And when we arrived at the shrine, we tried to address the congregants. That's when they became violent and started to attack the police and also members of our group. And as I am speaking right now, the chairman of Harare Metropolitan Province by the name Lamek Tope has been severely injured. And as I am speaking right now, I'm at Harare Hospital where he is being attended.
What are you going to do next?
Right now, as I speak, the police is also angered by virtue of the circumstance that some of their members, especially high-ranking officers, have also been injured and are victims to that effect. So that issue is now a criminal case. The police is going to deal with it, but we are not going to stop. We'll continuously make sure that that church has been banned. No one is going to attend any service to that effect because we are doubting their operational fundamentals there, and we'll keep on making some widespread announcements to make sure that at least no one attends a church service at the shrine anymore.
That was Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe Director of Information Joseph Paganga on the line from Harare with Jonga Kandemiri.